Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, what's going on, besties? It's Austin here. And I don't actually know. I mean, Nick, has like Craig kind of talked about my absence or anything like that? Like, I mean, basically.
No, he just said, you know, you guys are doing your thing down south that is the worst kept secret. And
yeah,
you know, it's a project that it's right now, as everybody knows, it gets tough sometimes, whether it's just scheduling or other things. So,
and let me just say, okay. Yeah. So that's a good way to put it. You know, the worst kept secret that we're a part of down south. It just gets tough, things like that. But, I guess that what the funniest thing that like I saw was like, I saw some blind being posted somewhere like, Austin and Craig aren't friends anymore. That is not true. It's just easier to do this without, you know, being together at the moment.
Yeah. Other dramas.
Yeah. You know, there's other dramas that are going on and it's not anything crazy. So, Craig and I talked about it, you know, like adults, and we were just like, all right, well, let's keep it going. So me, I'm going to talk about man nonsense. Let's just be honest. Just like normal nonsense.
And okay, we want to know some nonsense, and I'm curious to hear if you have anything to add on to this, because I might just be come out way out of left field on this one. But I was watching a clip of Will Ferrell when he was, I guess he was on Jimmy Fallon with the drummer from Red Hot Chili Peppers. He had like his backwards hat on and everything, like doing like the kind of looked like a younger dude. I was like, he could be Austin's cousin. I was like, ooh, those two kind of remind me of each other.
Will Ferrell, you and Will the Ferrell. Drummer for Chili Peppers.
Yeah, you could be in that mix. I was like, he could be like a relative of that. I was like, I was going to text you, and then I was like, you'll be on later. So,
who's the drummer? What's the drummer's name?
I always forget.
That's not Flea. No. Flea's like the bassist or the guitarist or something. And it's not obviously not Anthony Kiedis, but yes. Okay.
Chad Smith.
I actually see it too. And Will Smith rocked that drum set, that drum solo. Didn't know that he had those skills. He was boom, ba-da-da-da-da-da. I have a question, Nick. Do you wear t-shirts underneath your hoodie? This has recently come to my attention where I think I saw Man the Chicks in the Office, man, talking about it. And I was
right
very
now
curious.
I am.
Okay. Because,
but sometimes I don't. Sometimes it's, if it's the first thing I see, I'll just throw a hoodie on.
Okay. See, and that's what I do. I mean, I know it's different for girls, right? And girls are like, well, you know, we have to think about bras and this and that, you know, but sometimes not, right? Because sometimes like I feel like a girl's like, I'm running to the grocery store and I'm just going to throw on a hoodie, you know, titties out, and they can just go, right? But it's a different response than for men, I guess. And I was just curious. Like, it made me think. I was like, I guess if I'm leaving my house, I put a t-shirt on underneath it. But if I'm not leaving my house, it's just a hoodie on bare skin.
It's just really cold in my house right now, so that's why I have a hoodie on. And it's just one of that's what I've. We're at that weird point of the season where the weather's just going up and down, and I just refuse to turn the heat on or anything. It's probably like 60 degrees here, but
the Charleston weather here is gorgeous. It is 71 degrees outside right now. I just popped the top on my Jeep because I'm about to ride out to my parents' house later. I'm going to go out there for dinner. I put a poll up just now, and I want you to go vote, Nick. The poll on my Instagram story was, should I take my doors off, right? Because I took the top off completely. Speaking of taking tops off, took the top off my Jeep for the first time this season because the weather finally seems to be like riding smooth, finally seems to be And so I was curious if I should take my doors off or not. The doors, by the way, weigh like 100+ pounds. So even when I go to put them in back on, you have to like align them, and you know, you're sitting there.
Are your electric doors or your old school? Like, do you have to crank the window open?
Electric doors. So yeah, I have the Sahara, which is like, you know, supposed to be the, and just
that's what my aunt has.
Yes, it is a 4-door soft top Sahara, and all that means, I think, is that it's like electrical this and that. There's Bluetooth, which I hate the Bluetooth in Jeeps. It's like the Bluetooth that is like super delayed. So
yeah, it's like you're talking on a walkie-talkie.
So yeah, so if I'm in the car, when I got my new phone, I didn't even set it up for Bluetooth, because if you were to call me, Nick, it literally like announces it to the car, and it's like, incoming call from Nick Norris, right? And when I pick it up, right, I'm like, okay, boop. It takes like a full 5 fucking seconds to, you know, connect, right? And so like we're both talking like, hey, hello, hi, hey, hey. And then it finally kind of connects. And yeah. and then when we hang up, it waits like 3 to 5 fucking seconds and then goes, call ended. And it's like really loud, you know, because you turn up your phone.
Yeah.
So the Bluetooth in it is so shoddy and shitty. I didn't even connect my phone to it this time when I got the iPhone 15.
See, I don't like taking the doors off though of Jeeps. I mean, I get it's like cool looking and stuff, but I like the speakers and everything in the doors. I like it's better sound system.
True. I mean, I quite literally would only take off the doors for the visual for, you know, this project. And I think that it'd be cool, right? Because when my top is on the Jeep, it's quite an unremarkable looking vehicle. So much so that I'm over it. I'm over my car. But then on days like this, when like I take off the top, I'm like, okay, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But then that wears off. It wears off kind of
fast.
Do
you have a garage at your house?
I do. Yes. A garage underneath. And I was actually just talking to Craig about this, where if you don't have a garage that's underneath your house, which most homes do in South Carolina, then he has to do something like get the mold out from fucking underneath his house. I was like, more mold, you know, just like a super specific sort of project. So I do have, you know, the garage that is underneath my house, and my house is raised, and Charleston floods a lot. And I guess that's a good thing. I guess that is a good thing. So yes, I can keep the doors in my garage, and more so I can keep the Jeep in my garage, which I park on my street more than ever. And I live on the east side, which a lot of people seem to know, because when I went back to last year's season, they very boldly showed my cross streets. So people show up to my house and they knock on my door and they're on my Ring cam. And but like my soft top Jeep has never been fucked with.
That's kind of surprising. I mean, that's good though.
It's me knocking on wood, right? Because if someone wanted to get in there, all that you have to do for a Jeep is to unzip the zipper, dude. That's all that you got to do. And you literally can get into the back seat. So I guess that I always find it funny funny when I see someone who posts like a video, they're like, I mean, someone broke in and someone, you know, cuts through and they cut out holes. I'm like, you don't have to do that. You literally can just, you can like, you know, I mean, you can unzip it and take whatever you want.
Don't do the double whammy. Don't ruin it at the same time. Just get what you're taking.
It's like, just get in there and take what you want to take. And, and then, I mean, rezip it, please. if you could do me the service, of rezipping it. But I keep my golf clubs in there, Nick, and they've never been taken, but now with the roof off, I take them out, of course. Okay. Well, with that being said, and like this little intro, which I kind of meandered on about, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All right, besties, welcome back to this little episode of Pillows and Beer. I'm hanging out with Nick. Nick's in the mountains of Virginia. See, he has his sticks behind him, which that reminds me, to grab mine when I go out to see my folks tonight. My folks are building a very beautiful, like Craig type of backyard at the moment, extension onto their house, and it's going to be completed by Memorial
Day. So they don't like live on a golf course out there.
They I mean, when you're on their back porch, which does not exist at the moment because they're making, even their building, you look out onto number, I don't remember what number that is, but yes, it's not it's a pitching wedge away.
Okay.
We're talking golf here.
That's not, that's nice. So they got an actual yard or space to
work with. A lot of space. Yeah. And now they want to put in like a fire pit and stuff. And I'm like, say less. And I'm convincing them to buy an infrared sauna because for the holidays, you know, my folks want to keep us out there as long as they can. Right. And so when my sister comes in town from the city, Katie normally comes down for like a week or so, especially at the holiday. She comes down as long as she can. And I go out there for a few days. So it's like they're building all of this stuff just so they can keep us out there, which is like the cutest thing I've ever heard. Like they literally, my mom says that she's going to use it all the time, but I know that my dad is not going to use the pool at all. I mean, he'll use the hot tub in the winter, like when I come out, and every time that they use it, I know that they're going to be sending me like a selfie, like, look, you know, we're in the hot tub, and it's going to be like three times. So they just like want to build all this stuff so that me and my sister like want to come out and hang out with them as much as possible, which like I said, is the sweetest thing ever. I know. But like when I'm thinking about it, it's just like, it's like the sweetest thing ever. So they're building their dream backyard. And how did we get talking about this?
Do they miss Charlotte at all?
No. And you know what? It's funny because I'm wearing a hat that says Charlotte, but I don't. You know, miss them living there either. I mean, I have plenty of other excuses and reasons now to go to Charlotte.
This is true. I didn't even know that.
Exactly. Because the girl I'm dating lives in Charlotte and my sports teams are there and I have friends there still. So it's there. And it ain't going nowhere. So
did any of their friends move down to, I didn't mean to make this about your parents, but I'm just curious.
No, I love it. It's like my favorite topic. Did any of their friends move out to, no. But one of my childhood best friends' family also lives out there. So he's going to be there tonight because his dad's birthday is on Monday. So he's going out there and he's having dinner. And so after I have dinner and he has dinner, then we're going to link up and have a drink. Right. And I'm like, it's kind of awesome. And my dad and his dad play golf sometimes. And when there's like the member guests and such, like we all get out there. And my parents have an LSV, which is a low speed vehicle. It's a golf cart. Right. But it's like a registered, you know, golf cart. So like you can't just drive like a normal golf cart out there. Like you have to drive this, you know, certain thing. And so they have one of those. They bought it like in Panthers colors, which I don't even know if they knew that they were doing that, but it's also really cute. I'm like, I see what you're doing here, Mom. I see what you're doing. You're buying all these cool toys and stuff. So I just keep on wanting to come out. But to brag on my mom a little bit, she has like Mahjong classes and pickleball classes. And now she makes
pickleball.
They love it, dude. They love it. And I just recently actually had an opportunity to invest in a pickleball court that was opening in Charlotte through a couple of former Panthers players. And I was like, I've been like investing in a couple of things as of recent, most notably our bar, by the way. By the way, I've invested a bunch of money into a bar called By the and which will be opening at the end of summer, and that friends and family party will be awesome. But so yeah, they are involved in all sorts of activities out there, and a few of my friends' parents live out there, and it's just what a time for them. Like they are busier than me, Nick.
Good.
They're busier than me. You know, like I call, my mom used to always send me to voicemail because, you know, she was like, you know, on like a work call or on a this or on, you know, and I was always used to it. I was like, okay, you know, call me when you can. And she sends me to voicemail more now. She's like, sorry, can't talk. You know, she just doesn't even give me like a reason. And then she's like, oh yeah, I was finishing up, you know, this or like my book club or whatever the hell. I'm like, your social calendar is popping. You're cooler than me, mom. And I love that. I love that. And she does this thing, and I'm going to stop talking about my mom, but decoupages, I think that's what it's called. Decoupage. Oyster shells. And it's become like a thing for her. And I like want to help her to set up like a shop. I want to help her to set up like a Shopify thing. And she could, you know, send it out to all the people that listen, right? Because she makes these cute little chains on them. And so at the moment,
we'll just set her up on Etsy. That'd be the best.
That's what I should do. I should set her up on, you know, Etsy with like a Shopify kind of, you know, link to get paid. But yes, and the moment I had to tell her to stop giving them to me, because all of a sudden I had like, you know, 20 of them. I'm like, mom, what am I going to do with, you know, 20 of these oysters? And she's like, I don't know, you know, give them away or, but she has so many of them. And so the arts and crafts thing, actually, I just want to show it to you.
Oh, that's fun.
Right?
Yeah, you can she can throw that up on Etsy easy.
Yeah.
People buy that stuff all the time.
And then I met, so they just had a party recently. Like a gin and tonic party out at their house, which is so fun, right? Because my dad always said that he only drinks gin and tonics in the summer. And I'm not the biggest gin fan, Nick, because it's that liquor for me that I got drunk on first.
I'm right there with you. Gin is my tequila.
The very first liquor that I ever took out of my parents' liquor cabinet was gin. And I literally mixed it, you know, with juice, fucking OJ, because I thought that was a thing, gin and juice. It's not a thing. I got very sick and it was horrible. I was like, you know, 14, and I was like, gin's the worst thing ever. Actually, it probably deterred me from drinking, you know, until I got into, you know, high school, right? Because I was like, ew, dude, drinking sucks. I was like, beer sucks and, you know, liquor sucks. Like, I don't know what's big.
Fucked up on a beach week. The big deal is in the dunes.
Yes, Nick. I want to maybe hear about this, but it sounds like you just told me. I got shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it.
In the dunes.
I don't really remember what else. You need someone else here to fill you in on what happened in between.
That's funny. Hold on, just making sure. They had it. Okay. So my parents, people are going to be like, wow, Austin is really sad and lonely without Craig as the podcast partner. Cause all he does is talk about his parents, but it's just kind of worked out that way today. And, so they had a gin and tonic party where they had like 15 gins. I don't know if I told this story already on the podcast, but 15 gins and all sorts like a tonics, all sorts like a elderberries. And I met another woman there, right? Because all these people are coming up to me and they're like, hey, I'm so-and-so. Hey, I'm so-and-so. You know, like I play mahjong, you know, with your mom, or, you know, golf with your mom on Tuesdays, et cetera. And this other woman came up and was like, hey, I'm the woman that taught your mom how to decoupage. And I kind of was like, oh, because I asked my mom if she wanted, you know, to sell these, and I could maybe kind of help her, right? Like I could put it up on my gram or talk about it here as I'm doing now. She was like, well, there's like another woman on Seabrook who does it, and I feel like it would be a little bit, you know, like infringing on like Austin her business. And I'm like, oh my gosh, am I going to start like a turf war for freaking Dago Pajin oyster shells? Because when we go out to eat oysters, my mom literally asks the waiter if she can put the oysters in a bag to take home. And it always makes me like, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, you're the cutest woman ever, mom. But gosh, that's so corny. But that's how she gets her oyster shells.
Oh my God, I hope you start a fucking turf war with
I'm going to start a turf war on Seabrook. And the woman was nice, but she definitely had like an edge to her, right? And I'm like, she's nice until she gets pushed. And then she'll be like, you don't want me showing up on your doorstep, Austin. Like, yeah, exactly. It would be like an Oyster Wars thing. You know, my mom is, you know, using like the row machine at the gym. And all of a sudden, you know, the cord kind of like, you know, breaks. And she's like, oh my gosh. And then the woman's like, that was a warning. That was a warning. They're like, they're playing man pickleball, and she slams it at her head, and she's like, I'm coming for you. So I'm not even going to say your name, but go on to Etsy.com and purchase the new. This is my new business venture. Okay. And that's
a Deco Page courts
oyster. Yeah. Screw pickleball courts. They're so played out. Now we're moving on to decoupage, and we're really going to get artsy. Okay. Well, with that being said, I'm going to take another break and we might come back with some closing thoughts.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Welcome back to this episode of Pillows and Beer, where jumping on for a little bit to chat with my pal Nick. Okay, Nick, I'm going to tell you a reoccurring dream of mine.
Oh, Lord.
And I want you to tell me a reoccurring dream of yours, because I'm looking at my notes and that's the only thing that I have written down this whole week. Trust me, besties, I didn't have a section on my parents. I feel like I was going to get on here and talk about all the new shows that I'm watching. But the reoccurring dream, Nick, is that I... And it's such like a first world, like white person, you know, problem. But I feel like in my dream, I don't have enough room to tee up my golf ball, and everyone is waiting on me, and I just like can't tee it up. And like, there's something in, you know, in my backswing that's going to like impede my swing. And people are like, come on, man. Like, and I'm like, I'm trying, I can't, you know, tee it up, and I can't, you know, fully swing. It's the strangest thing. And it's kind of like a reoccurring dream of mine. And I wonder what the hell that it means.
I would love to get like, someone like failure, like a shrink or someone who, you know, like they analyze dreams and tell you like what they are supposed to mean. Cause I try to Google things. I keep having, it's not a reoccurring dream to say, but it's, I keep having dreams within dreams. Like, even inceptioning myself. And like, I don't get it. Like, I'll wake up, but then I realize I'm still asleep. Like, and then I'll wake up again and be like, that was weird. Yeah. This happened like a couple times the past few weeks where I'm, and then you look it up and it's like, well, you have strong discourse.
Life is a simulation, like, Nick. Life is a simulation. Yeah, I guess so. This is proof.
Like, it's weird. Like, I'm legitimately having dreams within dreams and then remembering said dreams pretty vividly. So I don't know what that fucking means.
I had a vivid dream last night that I was at, once again, I'm just going to sound like a first world, you know, asshole, but I was at a country club, but it was with like a bunch of high school friends, and Carl Winslow from Family Matters was the cop. And I got chased by him at some point, and then he kicked me out. But when he kicked me out, he like expelled me, right? So it was like I was getting like expelled from school rather than, you know, just being tossed out of like a pool. And it was so strange where it was like a combination of like, it was like a high school cop, but it was Carl Winslow, of course. And then it was like my high school friends, but it was a country club. It was just weird. I'm like, what do my dreams mean recently?
Yeah, I hear you. Dreams are just bizarre to me because there's also certain times where if I take like a sleep aid, I have like deeper dreams and they're like more wild and stuff. And they're, I don't know. It's just. And then if I take a different type of
dream. No, it's melatonin. If you take melatonin, your dreams are wild. This shit should be banned.
Yeah, exactly.
This shit should be banned.
Well, my usually Elite PM is my go-to.
Actually, I mean, Ambien should be banned.
Yeah. Yes, we all know like what happens when you're on Ambien.
Yes, yes.
Was that season one or season two of Winter House?
Season two. I thought that by me taking Ambien that I could like not be in, you know, any of the, you know, late night drama. And I was like, I'm going to go to bed at an appropriate time every night and Ambien's going to help me do that. And in fact, it did the opposite.
It just made me, everybody.
It made me like, you know, zombie around the house, you know, and Kyle and Amanda at one point were like, dude, you came into our room last night at 2:30 and lied down on the ground. Right. And that wasn't from being drunk. It was just the Ambien stuff. And we've talked about Ambien on here before, but
yeah, been a while. All right. I got one last question before we wrap it up, because I've been asked a couple of times by people who aren't really like fans of the, show to say,
oh,
I mean, they know who you guys are.
That'd be like, fun. Wait. So like we have fans of the podcast that aren't fans of the show, you're saying?
Yes.
That's awesome. Like, I love that.
So, but people have like, so they've reached out because you guys talk about things to do like in Charleston. A lot of it has to do with, you know, things to see, that kind of thing that you might have seen on TV. But people are like, I just want a place to go for lunch that I can sit on boardwalk or I can sit, you know, on patio and see a bunch of what's going on. Whereas, I mean, 167 is not really like that. And what are like places like that? I guess.
Yeah. Let's see. I think that the patio at Leon's is incredible. It's like on upper King though. I think the patio at Edmund's Oast, I think that you should go to. It's
I've been there
pretty awesome. But like it's a patio, but
that's
it's not
like northern part.
Yeah. So it's not like watch, you know, the world go by. I mean, dude, Edmund's Oast, man, was up for like, you know, James Beard level like awards at one point. I mean, it's a really cool spot. Edmund's Oast, they make their own beer and they have a bunch of awesome beers on tap, but you know, also like a full and awesome dinner. And then let's see, Mercantile. No, let's say Island Cabana Bar. It's downtown and you go inside to order food and then you go outside to sit on picnic tables and you overlook, you know, the Ravenel Bridge and things like that, but it's not like watching the world go by. So like King Street isn't like a New York City where in the spring, like a patio, you know, pops up on the street. So there's not like a patio where like you can watch people just walking by on King Street.
Yeah. And I couldn't think of anything like that. I said the only thing that I resemble anything like that was just go to like Tavern and Table or whatever and sit on,
and
like
if you want to go on Shem Creek, then you go to Tavern
just sit
or
there and watch the boats come
go to
in,
Vickery's.
Kind of
sure. You want to see where Outer Banks was filmed and just take in all the beauty, especially now.
Or go to Sullivan's or something and eat at like Poe's or something on like there or probably do something like that.
Yeah, but King Street does not have that patio life, does not exist. I mean, you could sit outside. And then like the only real and true restaurant downtown that is on the water is Fleet Landing, and Fleet, in my opinion, is like a touristy spot, but it is pretty. I mean, it is pretty, but, and like, it's actually,
but it's touristy for what you just said, because it's water. On the,
right. It's touristy. Cause like, it's all the way down there. All right, man. Well, appreciate the question, Nick. I hope I answered, and I'll always, cause I just was talking to someone about this yesterday. They were like, well, where do you go? And then I kind of curated like a list of different spots than I've said in a while, but it does not answer the question that you asked me. So yeah, we'll get on at another time and talk about that list, because there's a whole bunch of spots that I've been eating at, you know, recently that are different from what I normally say with like a 167.
Well, that's what we need, because you know, it's springtime, summertime's here, and that's, everybody's going to be making their trip down there, and they're going to be asking us.
I know it. And some of the spots, dude, that I say, like I ate at Whitney the other day at this really cool spot called Herd Provisions. And it's like a really sexy bar and inside, and the guy who owns it owns his own cow farm. So all of the meat comes, you know, from him, which I thought was pretty cool. So that is a new spot that I ate at, and it has like a back patio as well, but we sat at the bar. All right, man. Well, I'm going to take off because I got to shower and get ready to meet up with my folks, as I told you guys. So thanks for listening. I hope that this does not cause, you know, division amongst our fans, but it'll be okay. It'll all be okay. All right. Love you guys, and talk to you soon.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.